So let's start the show in the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein, where the former president, Jacob Zuma's legal team, is back in court today. The lawyers are fighting against lawyers for the Democratic Alliance, the Helen Suzman Foundation, and AfriForum in the SCA. This is all to do with the Pretoria High Court's ruling in December, setting aside the decision to grant Zuma medical parole and send him back to prison to serve out the rest of his sentence. Remember, Zuma was granted medical parole last September after serving just 2 months of that 15-month prison sentence that the Constitutional Court slapped him with for contempt. And it was Arthur Fraser who made that decision as the head of correctional services. So at the moment, Advocate Dalia Mpofu is busy arguing for Jacob Zuma. Let's have a quick listen in to what he's saying there.
CB 11. It's clear, crystal clear. That's what's nice about this multiple choice questions or yes or no questions. The question there under D says, is the offender, that would be Mr. Zuma, suffering from a terminal disease or condition which is chronic? The answer is yes.
Yes, sir.
So,
sorry, Mr. Mpofu, you have to read that completely, because that question has three subsections.
I'm going there.
So you have to read them completely to complete the answer. So the terminal illness is not only in respect of chronic and progressive, it's also in respect of the third part, which is whether it's permanent and reach irreversible state.
Believe me, I'm going there.
Okay.
I'm going there.
Even what you have read, Mr. Mpofu, before you even go past, I don't understand what it means, really.
Okay.
Because the question says, is he suffering from a terminal illness or a condition which is chronic? The response is yes. What does that mean?
No.
Yes to what?
No. I also read it like that at first. No, that's wrong. That way of reading it is not. If to understand, the word condition is merely an alternative to the word disease, and for that you will find in Section 79 itself. If you go to Section 79, it makes it very clear. It says, that one of my engineers was saying, that section has got too many O's, and that's where the confusion arises.
Advocate Dalia Mpofu for former President Jacob Zuma arguing there in the Supreme Court of Appeal. EWN reporter Babalo Ndenze also there for us. Babalo, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Take us through some of the key arguments that have been made today.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Hi, yes, indeed. Both Arthur Fraser and the Department of Correctional Services, as the former commissioner and former President Jacob Zuma, back in court today to appeal that earlier High Court decision. But first up was Advocate Mpahlele for the National Commissioner. And he firstly stated that they differ, profusely on whether the application should be considered by a medical practitioner that's attached to a correctional facility. He says there's no need for another medical report. And he says a medical practitioner in the Act is not attached to a correctional facility. And Arthur Fraser exercised his discretion and followed the law to the letter. I'm not sure it's got sound, but let's take a quick listen to what he said about the other reports.
The fact that the board in itself is constituted by the experts does not elevate its report to be more important than any other report that is before the National Commission. It is an additional report. Indeed, the statute is very clear. It's very clear. It says it is an additional report. It's in addition to the medical report referred to in subsection 2C.
Babalo, one of the big issues is also the fact that this medical report is secret, essentially. We don't know what's in it. How important of a factor is that?
Yes, it's quite important, and it has been redacted. And but Justice Dambuza, one of the justices, says even also quite a few questions, you know, to Advocate Mphatlele, where she asked, you know, what would be the point of Parliament, you know, setting up a medical board if their decision would not be considered, you know, going forward or a bit later. So this setting up of this medical board has been coming a lot of questions from the justices, and as well as, you know, the fact that a terminal illness may have not been established. You know, what happens then? Because, you know, a lot of this information is not public yet because it is, you know, the private medical records of the former president. So a lot of questions around that, Mandy, and Advocate Dalimbofu also touching briefly on this as he's also about, you know, presenting his submissions before the SCA.
Babalo, thank you very much. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, having a look at that matter in the Supreme Court of Appeal. We are hoping also to speak to the Democratic Alliance leader, John Steenhuisen, and he's in court at the moment. Hopefully we will get an opportunity to speak to him because, of course, the DA, one of the parties in this matter, saying that the hearing will test whether in a post-Zondo South Africa there is genuine appetite to demonstrate equality before the law. Because that's really the issue here, right? Is everyone equal before the law? Or is the former president experiencing some kind of different equality, some animal farm equality, the fact that he is out on medical parole and we still don't know exactly why?